You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
To come and save her, let her believe they get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, Lele.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What an honor to be part of this great event today. This week at the United Nations headquarters in New York, the 24th session of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues is convening. Indigenous people from all over the globe coming together to honor, celebrate, and work towards better lives and outcomes for Indigenous communities all over the globe. We are so thankful that we have an opportunity to have a presentation that honors Indigenous culture, tribal lineage, language, tradition, and all of the things that Indigenous people bring to this world. We are especially thankful for the Indigenous Media Zone. Yes, at the Permanent Forum, but also the Indigenous reporters, journalists, podcasters, photographers, ethnographers, and media makers who show us the daily lives of Indigenous people, the issues we face, and all of the glory of Indigenous culture. And so today, we have a great honor. We are honoring the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues by having a very special live event and presentation here today. And so we welcome our guest, our presenter, who will share more about himself and this great event with you. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I'm Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora from the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina, and I'm Bear Clan, and I'm enrolled at Prospect Longhouse. In my people's language, I would say Dwayne Giafe, Brunegwache Aksena Heawawe, Uchihre Gisesete. Skarure diwagafnutne disne uhnawyukye waknane disne rudatskya nuagaragwe wiste watahitak diwagustihyake. And that would mean in my people's language, Dwayne is my name. Runagwache is my Tuscarora name. Bear is my clan. Tuscarora is my nation. And I stay in the city of Hickory, and I'm from North Carolina, and 54 winters I've crossed.
We are so thankful to have you to present to us today. And as you begin your presentation, we thank all of the sponsors of this great event. We thank our audience for being with us today. Each of you, we appreciate you. We thank Wells of Victory Ministries Incorporated. We thank Bold and Bright Academy. We thank Talktainment Radio. We thank all of our platforms and friends, our donors. We thank City of Refuge Church and all the wonderful people who help us do what we do. And now, we welcome our honored, treasured, and esteemed guest to share his presentation with us today.
thank you. And thank you for all the sponsors, and thank you to all of the listeners. Thank you to Talktainment Radio. And thank you, Dawn, for hosting this. I would like to begin, as long as I'm talking about Tuscarora history and culture, I would like to begin with the words before all else that we call the Hakanra Tetra. And this is how we open up ceremonies, business matters. It's a prayer. It's a prayer to Creator for all of the sacred things in the world that people tend to so often take for granted. But without them, where would we be? So, Una Wagahev. Gogorihwaye egifre geniga urihwe. Una hesne nawe twent yegwawitawe det na ini agagwani. It what the gifre gwafne genigitagawa dog ye. Una gyawa yegwate arutre disne net wat nene heratis disne twent ha ekwege hotne. Hananiochne hot yegwate gifrutne una chagwate gifrat. Una hesne twenta got to get rad and was disne ne kini herate, shagwa e upfne. Hanna niochne got ne got to get rutne, una chagot to get rad. Una hesne twenta got to get rad and was disne ne kini herate, twen ha awege hot ne upfnakje. Hanna niochne got ne got to get rutne, una chagot to get rad. Una hesne twenta got to get rad and was disne ne kini haratis twen ha awege hot ne afnakje. Hane niochne kot ne got to get rutne one to got to get rad. Una hesne twenta got to get rad and was disne ne kini haratis twen ha gejege hot ne u awage. Hane niochne kot ne got to get rutne one to got to get rad. Una hesne twenta got to get rad and was disne ne kini haratis twen ha ushehege hot ne. Walk I at Narago, ha we said agadachi. Hane niochne kot ne got to get rutne. Ona tragotte gehrad. Una hesne twen tragotte gehrad en os disne ne kini heratis twen ha utwehe gehatne. Wakai narago hagawatete agadache. Hagana hagerat ujihre utahetre disne ga chatwas. Hana niochne kot ni gotte gehrutne. Ona tragotte gehrad. Una hesne twen tragotte gehrad en os disne ne kini heratis. Twen ha unikwatge hotne hana niochne hot nyagwatige rutne una chagwatige rad. Una hesne twen tagatige rad and was disne ne kini heratis twen ha garyuge hotne wakayet narago ha aqua agadachi hana niochne hot nyagwatige rutne una chagwatige rad. Una hesne twent forgot to get rad it was disne ne kini haratis twent ha ure ege hotne wakayet narago ha gadehnu agadachi hana niochne kat nyagwat to get rutne ona chagwat to get rad. Una hesne twent forgot to get rad it was disne ne kini haratis twent ha jitne ge hotne wakayet narago hastaquita agadachi. Hana niochne kat nyagwate gehrutne, una chagwate gehrad. Una hesne twenta gate gehrad en was disne ne kini haratis hitak diga ragia. Hana niochne kat nyagwate gehrutne, una chagwate gehrad. Una hesne twenta gate gehrad en was disne ne kini haratis yegwaria sud ge hatne hitne ge haka. Hana niochne kat nyagwate gehrutne, una chagwate gehrad. Una hesne twenta gate gehrad en was disne ne kini haratis yegwariachi hita. Hana niochne kat nyagwate gehrutne, una chagwate gehrad. Una hesne twenta gate gehrad en was disne ne kini haratis yegwasud afet nyeha. Hana niochne kat nyagwate gehrutne, una chagwate gehrad. Una hesne twenta gate gehrad en was disne ne kini haratis twent ha yutni sirara we urihe gifhatnye. Hana niochne kat nyagwate gehrutne, una chagwate gehrad. Una hesna twantigotige fraudent was disnene kini herates hitak digage gustakia hananilhna cotnia gotige rutna ona jagotige rad. Una hesna twantigotige fraudent was disnene kini herates harawa diachne tarechia wakke hananilhna cotnia gotige rutna ona jagotige rad. Una jagotihu e ha jagwa werasnesu. One ha twenty with the Yegwanehag, Gwis or Yegwariheg, or Yegwit de Gifreneheg da awaite. Orihanet Hogayets, Tweru Swifre, Hagenara Tetre. Hananiochnik, Yegwati Gifra gave. One Jagwati Gifrad. And that is our words before all else. And what we're giving thanks for here in our way, in our language, is first the people. We give thanks to and for all the people of the world. Not just Tuscarora people, not just Native people or Indigenous people, but all the people of the world. Because our human family is interdependent upon each other for survival, not independent. So we give thanks to all the people of the world. And then we give thanks for Mother Earth herself, who sustains life. And then we give thanks to all the waters of the earth, all the fish in the waters. We give thanks then to all of the fruit plants. And we give thanks for all of the food plants, particularly the three sisters, corn, beans, and squash. And then we give thanks to all the medicine plants. And then we give thanks to all of the animal people. And then we give thanks for all the trees on the earth. And we give thanks to all the birds. And the eagle was chosen to be the leader of the birds. And then we give thanks to the four winds. We give thanks to our grandfathers, the thunderers. And then we give thanks to our elder brother, the sun. And we give thanks to Grandmother Moon. And we give thanks to all the stars that move through the sky. And then we give thanks to the four beings. And then finally, we give thanks to the one who holds the sky, Creator. So, then I would like to begin with, where does it all begin with us? And you know, where does any story begin? Well, and to my way of thinking, other people might have different ideas, but to me, it begins on where we came from. Where, how far back can we go? Where's the earliest we can point to that we came from? And so I will say that in recent years, as I've looked more into DNA, I can say that I don't look for broad generalizations of where what DNA companies determine is somebody's ethnicity. I don't believe that's accurate. I look for who are the people that we are actually descended from by blood. Who do we have DNA descendancy from? So I have found myself and other Tuscaroras here in North Carolina descended from and related to the peoples of Turtle Island, the ancestors, the first ones, the earliest ones, elders, the ancient ones, who were found and recorded here, recorded in terms of DNA sequencing. There are Beringian people who we descend from, and there are natives, ancestors in British Columbia who we descend from. There's Kennewick Man, who was found in the Kennewick region of Washington State. And we also are related to him. We're related to who they call the Anzac boy, whose remains were found in the Anzac site in Montana. So we all connect to those people and descend from those early people by blood through DNA. Now, I'll tell you about our migration story that we call the grapevine. Our earliest recollections and stories passed down through oral tradition is that we arrived in what is now the American Southwest, maybe Southern California region, Baja California, Northwestern Mexico, that region, in seven boats. That's how it was passed down. Seven boats. And eventually a DNA analysis of our white corn does corroborate that story, that is where our corn came from. And so then we migrated eventually from that area across the plains and to the Mississippi River. And at that place, the story goes that there was a grapevine, and some of the people we were all intending to swing across the Great River over to the other side. But when a certain amount of people swung across the river onto the other side, the grapevine broke. And so the rest of the people could not cross the river. So that group of people who made it to the other side they continued on east and settled in what is now the Smoky Mountains. And we know them as the Cherokee today. And the rest of us, we migrated north on the river into the Ohio Valley. And eventually, we ended up in the Great Lakes regions. And some migrated into New York, some stayed in what is now Wisconsin. But us Tuscarora, we migrated to this land that we call Uchnawiyukya. That's what we call our place here in North Carolina. These are our traditional homelands. We've been here for thousands of years. And Uchnawiyukya in our language means the vast swampland. And if anyone's been to eastern North Carolina, they know that's accurate. And about these names that Native Americans, we call these places across Turtle Island. Something I'll say at this point is that I'm an advocate of renaming places to their original native names, because to me, they make more sense that way. For example, Uchnawiyukya, the vast swamplands. We know that eastern North Carolina is very swampy. However, you think of another place in North Carolina, Cleveland. You know, there's a town called Cleveland in this area. And so Cleveland comes from the English, like from the cliffs. That sense, well, there are no cliffs in Cleveland, North Carolina. So the native names, the original names of these places across Turtle Island, we called them such for a reason. And that makes perfect sense to me anyhow. But then I will say that we were here in North Carolina. We've been here in North Carolina. And so then, we have what we call, or what I consider, the Haudenosaunee Highway.
You know, in the modern age, people look at Tuscarora here isolated in North Carolina, and then up north there's the Six Nations, you know, including the Tuscarora who migrated north after the Tuscarora Wars here in North Carolina. And so people oftentimes will wonder, how is it that we ended up down here? And then there's this disconnect, you know, up to New York and Ontario. Well, before colonization, this was what I call the Haudenosaunee Highway. You know, Tuscarora, North Carolina, Oconomowoc, was the distal end of the Haudenosaunee stronghold. And between North Carolina and New York, it was one big highway of interrelated peoples, you know. And so we had clear passage between here and there, and so information was going back and forth, north and south. So we're only isolated here in North Carolina today because we didn't migrate north and after the wars. And so that's why there's this vast space in between. But then I will say that our name, Tuscarora, you know, where does that come from? And so everybody, all tribes, have names that they call themselves, and then they have names that other people called them. You know, sometimes it were allies who called another native group by a name that stuck, or sometimes it was enemies. You know, usually it was some sort of European misnomer that got, you know, mistranscribed by settlers. But our name is Catawba in origin. In the old days, the Catawbas were our enemies. And most of us have some good Catawba friends these days. And so a lot of them are allies. But in their language, they called us Tuscarora. And the settlers recorded Tuscarora as Tuscarora. So that's how Tuscarora got anglicized that way. Now, what does Tuscarora mean? Well, in Catawba, in their language, tas is salt, garu is to dry or evaporate something, and de is going to be a devourer of something, eater of something, you know. And hence, this means salt eaters. And why would the Catawbas call the Tuscarora people salt eaters? Well, it was because we dominated the salt trade, which was a high-demand commodity in those days. You know, today we don't think much of salt at all. I mean, you go to the store and can buy a box of salt for 69 cents. It's of really no consequence when you're going grocery shopping. However, hundreds of years ago, of course, the only way that we made salt was from salt water. And if there were landlocked tribes, then they had no access to salt. However, being from eastern North Carolina, we had a lot of the shoreline, and we made salt, and we dominated the salt trade. And we would trade salt to the Cherokee for roots found only in the mountains, like garaduge, which is what we call ginseng. You know, we would trade salt for that. But to give an example of how valuable salt was in those days. Even over in Europe, Roman soldiers were sometimes paid wages in salt for its value. And so this in Latin, this term for being Roman soldiers being paid in salt in Latin was salarium, meaning salt money. And this is where we get the word salary from. So that is an example of how valuable salt was in the old days. Now, our word for the ocean, Tuscaroras, our word for the ocean is literally chikatka, meaning where the salt is, or at the salt, indicating that that is where we got the salt from and made it. Yes. Now, something that for people who don't know about my people, or by extension, Haudenosaunee people up north, or Agunashani and Tuscarora. Haudenosaunee is an Anglicization of the Seneca word, and meaning people who are building a longhouse. And of course, like I just said, the Tuscarora representation of this word is Agunashani. And so, despite the length of time that we've been in North Carolina, we are still considered to be a northern Haudenosaunee Iroquois culture. And that is because the culture that we practice is still consistent and connected to those in the north. The only true southern Iroquoian people would be the Cherokee. And so, thinking of our territory, now when people think of a tribe's territory, they might see a map of what that territory might look like. But something I always caution people about is they need to understand that that map that they're looking at of tribal territories is a snapshot. Because over time, tribal territories expanded, some contracted, and very few, if any, remained the same. And so at one point, you know, our Tuscarora territory, it extended well into the Piedmont of present-day North Carolina, even into the mountains. And we left our name along the way. You know, well, that's, you know, I always say that wherever people go across the earth, two things that they always carry with them is their name, their language, and their blood. Well, okay, that's three things. So, yeah, their blood, name, and language. And so we have Tuscarora names all across North Carolina. And so that is one way to know where we came from. Now, I referenced the Tuscarora War a few minutes ago. And I won't spend a lot of time on this because this is something that people already know about, a lot of people are familiar with. But for those who aren't, I will say this, and that is that a delegation of Tuscarora were sent to Conestoga, Pennsylvania, to deliver 8 wampum belts with their messages explained in an effort to stop the North Carolina settlers from cheating, stealing, kidnapping, and selling into slavery Tuscarora people. So, this was a problem here in North Carolina because the settlers had came here and they would do anything to get Tuscarora lands. We had the best farmland, and they wanted what we had. And so they would do underhanded things like get a Tuscarora person drunk on rum or something, some alcohol, and then get them to sign a piece of paper signing over their land to the settler. I know of one instance where this was overturned, but there's a lot of instances where they weren't. And so our lands were taken away like this. But I'll get into the meanings of these eight wampum belts that we sent to Conestoga on June 8, 1710. The first belt was sent from the elder Tuscarora women and implored the friendship of the Christians so that without danger they might fetch wood and water. The second belt was from the children and included the unborn that they might play freely without fear of being kidnapped and sold into slavery. The third belt was from the young Tuscarora men who wished to hunt freely and provide for their families without fear of death or slavery. The fourth belt was sent by the elder Tuscarora men who wished their woods to be as free as a fort for them. The fifth was sent from the entire Tuscarora nation, requesting peace that they might have liberty to visit their neighbors without fear of death or slavery. The sixth was that it was sent from all the Tuscarora chiefs and headmen who desired with the Christians peace with the Christians so that they may live without the fearful apprehensions they had lived through in recent years. The seventh belt was an entreat, a cessation of murdering and kidnapping them, that they may not be afraid of a mouse or any other thing that rustles the leaves, is how it was written.
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcast for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale. Bipolar? Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety. But with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to Plan for an Emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, and never look back once the war forgave you.
The eighth bill was sent to declare that as being strangers to this place, they now came as people blind, no path nor communication being betwixt us and them, and now they hope we will take them by the hand and lead them. And then they will lift up their heads in the woods without danger or fear. And so those are the meanings behind the eight wampum belts that was delivered at Conestoga. So the Tuscarora Wars ended in 1713, or the first leg of that of the wars ended in 1713 with a devastating loss at our Fort Nayoheruge, and which means split pasture in our language, and that's near present-day New Snow Hill, North Carolina. So at that point, this part of the instigation for the wars was this Swiss colony that had settled here with Baron von Grafenried, or Christoph de Grafenried, had squatted on Tuscarora hunting grounds around present-day New Bern, North Carolina. And so, you know, there were some who retaliated and had attacked some of the English settlements, and that's what started the war. So, yeah, it was a bad ending to the war. There were 950 Tuscarora men, women, and children who were burned alive inside the fort, and there were another 400 who were taken as slaves by Colonel Barnwell back to South Carolina, where he came from, and then there were another 170 approximately Tuscaroras who were killed outside the fort. So that was not a great experience. It was a very bad experience, bad time for us as people. And that was when the first migration of Tuscaroras migrated north to New York. Now, at this point, though, I'll say that there is something that is different about North Carolina with the Tuscaroras here, is that in traditional times, 300 years ago, there were two different factions, of Tuscaroras. There were the northern villages, and then there were the southern villages. And the northern villages were governed by chief, or they called him King Tom Blunt, and then there were the southern villages that were governed by Chief or King Hancock. And so there were these two factions of Tuscarora that were, of course, the same people, just two different, slightly different political bodies. You know, I compare this to, like, say, North Carolina and South Carolina these days. They're still both American states. They're, you know, everything's the same between North Carolina and South Carolina. There's just some slight differences and maybe laws or something, you know. And so it was the same difference between the northern villages and southern villages of Tuscaroras. Now, after the war, those who remained in North Carolina, we were given land in Bertie County, and this land was to establish a reservation. And this was part of a treaty. We Tuscarora, who have remained in North Carolina, are in five treaties with the government. And so the 1717 treaty, it was about reservation land. That was the subject of that treaty. So we established this reservation that it became known as Indian Woods Tuscarora Reservation. And so then eventually, over time, settlers would start squatting on the outskirts of our land. And then the chiefs would complain to the government in North Carolina, and the government would step in and really do nothing. They would just say, oh, they're not bothering anybody. They're just on the outskirts of your land. Just leave them alone. So they would eventually come to present-day Robeson County, and some, again, migrated to New York in 1766. This was the big divide. And approximately 150 migrated to New York in 1766, and then many of us migrated to present-day Robeson County, North Carolina, after that. Now, I am the direct descendant of several chiefs who signed the 1766 land leases for the reservation there in Bertie County. And I'm also a direct descendant of John Brave Boy, who's my eighth grandfather, and he was a war chief. And he earned his name Brave Boy during the Tuscarora War. He had been assigned the name John somewhere along the way, or Jack, you know, because the English used Jack as a nickname for John. So sometimes the English called him Captain Jack, and other times, you know, I guess his formal name was John. But he earned the name Brave Boy for performing some meritorious act in battle against the colonists during the Tuscarora War. And he was born approximately 1698, 1699. So he would have been about 13 years old when the war began. So he was fighting in the war pretty young. And so that's how the name Brave Boy got assigned to him. And then there was this period of North Carolina history where the colonists got more power here, and then they said, you know, we're not going to learn Indian names. You know, the Indians are going to have to learn English, so you're going to have Christian names and learn the English language. So this is one of our tribal names that ended up staying with us from those days. And so we have no V sound in our language. So when we learn to speak English, you know, Raguadichay is going to be brave boy in our language. But when we had to translate this to English, we don't have a V sound in our language. So Tuscaroras would tend to elide that sound. And so brave boy became brave boy. And that's how I came to be called Dwayne Brave Boy, or at least my surname. So from the reservation, a lot of us migrated to Robeson County. My eighth grandfather, John Brave Boy, he did not. He was elderly and stayed in the northeastern part of the state, although he couldn't stay on the reservation anymore. But his son and other children migrated to Robeson County, and his name was David Brave Boy. That's my seventh grandfather. And so what the chiefs did when they realized that the settlers were taking more and more of their reservation land. So that's why they leased it, because at least with a lease, they would be designated as the rightful owners of that land. Meanwhile, the chiefs and headmen of the Tuscarora in Berkey County and at Indian Woods Reservation specifically had secured as many land grants as possible in present-day Robeson County for the purpose of migrating there and establishing a new Tuscarora settlement. And so the chiefs that I descend from, who were signers of the 1766 land leases, they got land grants in present-day Robeson County as well. And so, therefore, that facilitated our migration. And so, at this point, I'll leave a quote from an uncle of mine, George Lowry, in 1864. And George Lowry, three of his sons were kidnapped and conscripted into building Fort Fisher during the Americans' Civil War. And so they were on their way back home on a break to Robeson County, and they were killed by a Confederate home guard man called Brantley Harris. And at their funerals, their father, my uncle, he spoke, and an excerpt from that speech was this: "We were a free people long before the white men came to our land. When the English came to this land, we treated them kindly. In order to be great like the English, we took the white man's religion and laws, for we were told if we did that, we would prosper. Now we get no justice, and that in a land where we were always free." And my uncle George Lowry said this in 1864. So then, I'll fast forward a bit and say that back in the 1920s, we had suffered from colonization. We lost a lot of the culture. And so our Mohawk relatives from St. Regis or Akwesasne, led by Chief Snow, came down here in 1928, and they helped us build a new longhouse at the Brooks Settlement that we just commonly call the Brooks Longhouse. And then we reestablished our longhouse tradition here thanks to our Mohawk relatives. And this was a very important thing for us because even though that longhouse and the land it was on was just no longer in our possession, let's say in 1959. After that, Tuscaroras still continued on the longhouse tradition, even though we essentially did not have a longhouse anymore. We would hold ceremonies in each other's barns, in a clearing in the woods. Even in the late 1960s, I know that they were holding ceremonies in abandoned grocery stores. But we refused to let what our Mohawk relatives gave us go. And so from that period and that loss of our Brooks Longhouse, those people formed the Prospect Longhouse. And that's where I'm enrolled. And so we had this Prospect Longhouse then in the late 60s. And so people began going there. And we were able to hold ceremonies and socials and such in a proper longhouse again. And so we've had it ever since. And then, of course, Maxton Longhouse and Saddletree have splintered from Prospect to serve the Tuscarora people in those specific communities. So then, I believe that that is a good stopping point for this segment. That is something I wanted to share with you all. I hope that this gives you all a better idea about who we are, the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina, as a people. Where we come from, how long we've been here, and the circumstances, or at least some of the circumstances, that have made us who we are today and have placed us in the positions that we are in today. So there's a lot more to say, but I think that that's a good stopping point for today. And so then at this point, I would like to thank Talktainment Radio, Don Karima, all of the listeners, and all the sponsors for giving me the opportunity to speak about the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina today.
Wow. I'd like to thank our live audience for joining us today. How wonderful to have you here. Every sponsor, every platform, every donor, every person who makes it possible for us to do what we do through our nonprofit. And I'd like to thank Tuscarora teacher Dwayne Brayboy for being with us, for sitting in our wise council seat for our nonprofit and our language and wisdom seat, and for all the love and wisdom that you sow into our lives every day. We love you. We appreciate you. And every one of you who's joined us all over the world, we are honoring and celebrating the work of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, especially the Indigenous Media Zone, the people who in everyday life chronicle our tribes and our lives. And so we are so happy to have this live event inspired by our appreciation for the ongoing work of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. Mado, Dwayne Brayboy, Wado to our audience and friends who listen. And I can't wait till we're all together again. I'm Dr. Don Karima, and I'll see you then.
You come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard. They know the bad. What's the world forgave you?
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.